Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Vav in Maseches Sukkah. It's the 565th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up with the concept that was introduced in yesterday's daf, where we were discussing Shiurim for the minimum size of the Sukkah, and we got stuck according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Meir, we were able to learn from the distance between the Kruvim and the top of the Kruvim and the Kaporas of the Aron. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that the shir mechitza is 10 tfachim, that the smallest shir mechitza is 10 tfachim. And ultimately, that is a position that our Gemara will take very seriously. And we will discuss different examples of halacha l'moshe misinai shiurim. There will be many, many of these examples that will take us through most of today's daf, up until Vav Amud Beis, where we will discuss the requirement of three walls for a sukkah and what exactly three walls means. So let's Beis Hashem jump in. The Gemara says, we're picking up in middle of a line where the Gemara had given up, according to Rabbi Yehuda, finding a source. El Rabbi Yehuda Hilchasa Gemirila. This is eight lines from the bottom on Hey Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says it's halacha l'moshe misinai. D'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi amar Rav, shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. When it comes to shiurim, so there the different measurements that the Torah requirements, for example, by Isur, that the size of an Isur is a kezayis, or we just learned Maseches Yuma, the shiur koseves for Yom HaKippurim, that is halacha l'moshe misinai. Shiurin d'araisa ninhu, and finally, mechitzas, we didn't explain. Mechitzas is the halachos of mechitza. For example, in this case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a mechitza of sukkah is significant only when it's 10 tvachim. That's going to be halach l'moshe misinai as well. The Gemara now spells out, in the next Amud, and a little bit of change, the Gemara will spell out these three examples of being halach l'moshe misinai. However, first, the Gemara asks a question, how could it be? In other words, the Gemara here fleshes it out by asking a question, how could it be that Shiurin are a tradition that was passed on from Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai, but is not explicit in the Pasuk, Shiurin d'araisa ninu? Shiurin are written in the Pasuk. To see the Pasuk says, Eretz chitu v'sarah gefen u'se'ein v'rimon eretz zeh shemen u'dvash. V'amar Rav Chanan, kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shiurim nema. When the Pasuk describes the different attributes of Eretz Yisrael, it refers to the seven minim. But Rav Chanan taught that these seven minim teach us different shiurim, different measurements for different halachos in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Chita lebeis hamenuga. The shiur of wheat, of a kernel, is the shiur that's necessary when it comes to analyzing nigei batim. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah, Nichnas Lebayis HaMenuga, V'keilov Al-Ksefa, V'sandolov V'tabosa B'yado, Hu V'hein T'mein Miyad. The halacha is that if someone walks into a house that has saras, so then in such a case, everything that's on him is Tamei immediately. That applies to those things that are that he is holding. However, continues the Mishnah, which is quoted on the first word on Vav and Aleph, Hayulavush Kalev, Visandalov Biraglov. What if he's wearing the clothing and not holding them in his hand, or wearing shoes on his feet, Vitabaosa Batzbaosav, and the rings are on his fingers, Hutame Biat Vehintarm Achyisha Bechte Achilas Pras Chitin. The objects receive Shiur Tuma if he stays there the amount of time it takes to eat a amount of paschitin, of bread that's made of wheat. Here's the critical part. Velo pasaorim. But not the amount of time it takes to eat bread made out of barley. The difference between the two is that it takes longer to eat a half a loaf of wheat bread than it does barley bread. And that's what the reference to the wheat is referring to when it says chita lebeis hamenuga. Chita lebeis hamenuga means that the shiur of zman achilas pras, the amount of time that one has to be in the house to be metame the begadim that he's wearing, is estimated through the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of wheat as opposed to sa'orim. Hence the reference to chita. So the pasuk chita is referring to that shiur. The Gemara also adds, and that Mishnah adds, mesiv ochel belifasan, that the amount of time that one eats the bread in a normal sitting with also condiments. Period. Sa'ora. The Mishnah continues and gives us the reference to Sa'ora. More accurately, not the Mishnah, rather Rav Chanan says a reference to Sa'ora refers to another halacha where then the shiur is midoraisa. Disnan etzem ki Sa'ora mitame magumasa ve'ina mitame be'oel. There's another halacha where we use the size of a Sa'ora, and that is that a bone that's as small as a barley bean is metame if you touch it, and it's not metame if it's sitting in an ohel. Gefen, the shear of a vine, kedei revius yayin lenazir, is the amount of a revius of wine for a nazir. Teina, the Torah also refers to vegefen usaena, so teina kegrogris, that's the size of a grogris that we learned for the Hotzah Shabbos. The Isra of Shabbos, of carrying on Shabbos, is the size of a fig, a te'ena. Rimon, the size of a pomegranate, the snan, there's a Mishnah in the halachas of Kalim. Perik Yuzayin Mishnah Aleph. Kol kli balibatim shiuran kirimonim. If you have utensils that belong to a balabayis, if it has a hole in it, the moment in which it loses its identity as a kli is if it's the hole that's the size of a pomegranate. The pasuk also was even more emphatic about it being a land of olives. Eretz Shemen. The Torah refers to it as a land of the oil of the olive. Why is it emphasized that? Shekol shiurei kizaisim. All shiurei Torah are measured by an olive. The Gemara immediately asks, but we just above gave other shiurim. Kol shiurei salkadaitach. Hoikahani darminan. We mentioned above that are not measured by an olive. Ela ema sherov shiurei kizaisim. Rov of the shiurim, for example, achilas macholas asuras, that's measured through the size of an olive. Dvash, when we speak about a oil, kikoseves hagasa b'yom ha-kipurim, that is alluded to in the halacha of Yom HaKippurim, that it's the size of a date, a large date, that is the Isser D'Oraisa of Yom HaKippurim. Gemara concludes all the above discussion, Alma D'Oraisa Ninu. From here we see that the Shiurim are Dine D'Oraisa, not that it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So the Gemara qualifies and clarifies and explains. V'tizbara, shiurim miksivi. Does the Torah ever say what the shiur is for Hotzah Shabbos? Does the Torah ever say what the shiur is for a hole in a kli for Tumah? Are they mentioned in the Torah? Elo hilchasan ninu. But rather it's halach l'moshmi sinai. Ukra asmachta b'almuhu. And the pasuk is just an asmachta. The pasuk is that something that the Torah leans on and finds reference in the description of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chita Usora, Gefen Vesein of Arem, Verimon, Eretz Zeshemen Udevash. Period. We said the Chatzitza is also Halacha Lamosh Misinai. The Halacha, the Chatzitza, Pasol's Tvila, Rashi says five lines from the bottom, that's a Din D'Oraisa, asks the Gemara over here, and not a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Earlier, we had said the second example was halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, asks Gemara, said din d'oraisa, dichsiv, as the pasuk says, v'rachatz, es b'sarim ha'mayim. The Torah says that you have to wash your basar b'mayim, and chazal darshin, shelo yehei davar chaytzeitz, beinoy, levein ha'mayim, that there can't be a chatzitza between his flesh and the water. Says the Gemara, you're right. Really, chatzitza in general is a din d'oraisa. That's mafurish b'kra. Ki asoi hilchasa. When do I need the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai l'saro? First here, k'de Rabba Bar Bar Chana, like Rabba Bar Bar Chana taught. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, nima achas kshura chotzetzas. That if you have one hair that is knotted together, it creates a chatzitza. Shalosh einin chotzes. If it's tangled array three hairs, so then the hairs don't become so tight together to create a chatzitza. Shtayim eini yodeh. But two, I'm not sure. Rabbi Bar Chana was mesupak. Either way,
That whole halacha, the Gemara says, that's where we learn the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that it's possible to have chatzitza when it comes to Seir. Asks the Gemara, Sa'are nami daraisa ninu. Seir also, that Seir has chatzitza, that as well as a din daraisa d'chsiv. As the Pasuk says, V'rochatz es besara b'mayim, es hatofa l'besaru, mayni usara, chazal darshan the word es, to say that refers to the hair. Answers the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Ki asoi hilchasa, we need the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, licha de Rabbi Yitzchak. For the rule of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak gives us one of the most important sets of rules in all of Chatzitza for Hilchos Tevila. Probably these few lines of Gemara are the most important lines in all of the halachos of Chatzitza for someone that goes to the mikveh. And it begins on the first word on Vava Mebeis. Rabbi Yitzchak, the first word in the Gemara on Amud Beis is Dvar Torah Ruba Yumakbid Alav Chaitzitz. Minat Torah, if a person has, let's say, a little dirt on his body, that would not be a chatzitza. For it to be a chatzitza minat Torah, it has to cover the majority of his body, as well as, or her body, like for example, Vanita that goes to mikvah, as well as the person has to be makbid, would want to remove it. Then chaitzitz, then it's a chatzitza minat Torah. V'she'ena makbid alav, ain't a chaitzitz. And even if there's a rov, but if a person is not makbid, it's not a chatzitza min ha-tayra. V'gazru, and Chazal made a gzera, al ruba yishayna makbid, mishum ruba ya makbid. They made a gzera, rov that's not makbid is asur, lest he come to rov that he would be makbid. Similarly, v'al miut ha-makbid, if it's a miut, but he's makbid on it, that's asur midrabanan, not min ha-Torah, because min ha-Torah needs rov. The majority of the body, mishum rubay amakbid, miut amakbid is aser leatu rov amakbid. Ask the Gemara, v'ligzer nami al miut shein amakbid mishum miut amakbid, inami mishum rubo shein amakbid. Why don't we make another gzera? And that is even a miut shein amakbid, and this comes up halacha lemaisa. If a woman does tevila and she finds that there was some chatzitza on her. Is it a problem, midrabanan, if it was a miut she'ena makbid, do we make a gzera? Halacha l'maisa we're not going to discuss now, that's a nominee for the halacha, the daily daf, but the Gemara now asks, should we make that gzera? Says the Gemara, another direction we would also be able to make the gzera, inami mishum rubo she'ena makbid. We should make a gzera that if she's going to have a miut, she'ena makbid, she might have a rubo she'ena makbid. Answers the Gemara, important yesod. He gufa gzera. That's why, for sure, in the case of Anita, if she was already with her husband, we would not require her to go back to the mikvah. He gufa gzera. In it itself, a miut hamakbid is a gzera. Or, ro ve'ena makbid is a gzera. Va'na nekum v'nigzar gzera l'gzera. And we're going to go and make another gzera on top of it, so mi'ikur d'dina, so then in such a case, we're not makbid on, no pun intended, we're not midakdek on a miut she'ena makbid. L'chatchila, that's a separate discussion, which is a nominee for the daily daf. Period. Mechitzin. We learn that mechitzin is also halach l'moshe mi'sinai. Hada amrin. That's the source that a mechitza, 10 tefachim is considered mechitza. Less than that is not. Hanichal Rabbi Yehuda. That works according to Rabbi Yehuda that we couldn't find any source and therefore we have to go to Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Elo Rabbi Meir, Ma'ikal Meimar. But in Rabbi Meir, on the bottom of Heil Mebeis, he learned out the sheer mechitza from a pasuk in the Torah in regards to the distance between the Kruvim and the Kaporas. Answers the Gemara, Ki Asai Hilchasa, we still need Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, even according to Rabbi Meir. Legud, for the halacha of drawing a wall all the way up or all the way down, for example, if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high and there's a schach that reaches over that wall, so then in such a case, once the wall has already a height, we could say, good, asik mechitzas, and raise it all the way up to the schach, v'lovud, as well as a shear of lovud of 3 tefachim, v'dofen akuma, that was halacha from the daily daf on davav, and that is a wall that has schach pasul less than 4 amis. So those are all halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. mechanics.
We learned in our Mishnah, now our Gemara begins a new analysis, v'she'en lo shalosh defanos, that we learned in our Mishnah, if the sukkah doesn't have three walls, it's going to be puzzle. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught, shtayim kilchasan v'shlishes afilu tefach, that the first two walls need to be halachic walls, and the third is kosher, even if it's only a tefach. Rabbi Shimon omer shlosh kilchasan v'riyavias afilu tefach. Rabbi Shimon says that the three have to be halacha, and you need a fourth, which is a tefach. Another nominee for halacha from the Daily Daf is halacha lemaisa. Most times, we would not even allow, even though we paskin, like the Tanakama, that says shlishus afilu tefach. However, don't follow this literally. In many, many instances, there needs to be, with lavud and other things, the third wall of seven tefachim, where Bezer Hashem will have to touch on that in one of the halachas from the Daily Daf. Either way, the Tanakama says you need two walls and then a little bit of a third. Halach lemaisa will be a third of seven tefachim with halach lemoshe misinais. And Rabbi Shimon holds you need three lahalacha and a fourth of even a tefach. But Maiko Miflugi, what's behind this machlokas? So Gemara gives a fascinating discussion whether you need three and a little bit of wall or two and a little bit of wall. And our Mishnah had said that you need three walls. What's behind this machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon? But my come flaky, Rabban and Savar Yeshem le Maseris, Rabbi Shimon Savar Yeshem le Mikra. This machlokas is a machlokas that we have in a few places in Shas, we have it in Sanhedrin as well, and in other cases, and that is when you look at the Pasuk, and you darshan the Pasuk, do we darshan it the way it is written, or the way it is read? Yeshem le Maseris means that the mother understanding is the way it is written, not necessarily as it's read, while Yeshem LeMikra focuses on its, how it's read. Rabbanan Savri, Yeshem LeMesoris. Rabbanan look at how the Pasuk is written. In Vayikra Chav Gimel, the word Sukkos is written twice without Vavs. Hence, the Rabbanan are going to darshan Basukos, Basukos, Basukos with only one Vav. Harei kan arba, sukkos itself without the vav is three, and the extra vav is a fourth. Dal chad legufei, continue the Rabbanan, remove one of them that's not superfluous, and it's just telling us that you need to sit in a sukkah, pashlu tlasa, and therefore there are three extra references to sukkah. One in the extra vav, and two in the extra basukos. That tells you, tlasa, three, shtayim kilchasan, that two of them could be bahalacha, vasay hilchasa v'garasa l'shlishis, vukma tefach. And the lach l'moshe misinai then comes along, and the third really need three full walls, and tells you even a tefach would be acceptable. While Rabbi Shimon disagrees, Rabbi Shimon savar yeshem the mikra. How do you read it? You read it with o or ai, depending on your dialect. Either way, Reb Shimon Savar Yeshem LeMikra Basukois, Basukois, Basukois. And here, notice the Gemara, it changes the Pasuk that you might have on the side if you're using Oz V'Hadar Gemara, it changes the letters of the Pasuk because we emphasize the O or the I as being a Vav by itself. Now, if we're going to emphasize the Vav, every Vav is extra. That means we have three extra Vavs, and three basukos. Hare kan sheish, three plus three is six. Dalchad kra legufei. So 6 minus 1 is 5 because the Torah is not superfluous when it mentions once basukos, because there that is needed to tell you the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah itself. So that's dalchad kra legufei. Parshalu arba. You now have four that are left. Shalosh kilchasan, three that are made kalacha. Asai Hilchasan, Alach Lemushim Misinai comes along, Vigarasa Lerevius, Vukmasa Tefach, and it shortens the fourth wall, and it turns it into a Tefach. Viba Yisemo, if you want, I could give you another Pshat. Dekulei Alma Yeshem Lemikra, that everybody holds that you follow the way the Pasuk is written. However, nevertheless, there still is a Machlokis, and even though the Pasuk is written without Vavs, there is another machlokas. But rather, there's another machlokus. Mar savar schacha baikra, mar savar lo schacha lo baikra. Everybody says that yeshem the mikra. I'm sorry, I said written. I meant the way it's read. Everybody says you look at the way it's read, and then you have six psukim. One then is removed for the sukkah itself, which leaves you five. Now, normally that would bring us to the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that you have four that are left to tell you the chiyuv of four walls. However, the position of the Rabbanu will be the following. Mar savar schacha baikra. The Rabbanu will hold that you also need a separate pasuk, one for the walls and one for the schach. Umar savar, and the other one, Rabbi Shimon holds lo by schacha lo baikra. Vibay is same, or else I could say the kuli alma yesh aim le mesoris. And therefore, how many do we have written out? We only have four. Aye, then what's the shita of Rabbi Shimon? According to the Rabbanon, the third wall, you have three walls, and Halacha Moshe Misinai comes to tell you it's shorter. Umar Savar Kiyasa Hilchasa, and Rabbi Shimon will hold that Halacha Moshe Misinai will come, Lahosif, to add on to the shear of the wall. Vibay same, or else you could say, the Kuli Alma Kiyasa Hilchasa Ligareya, that everybody says Halacha Moshe Misinai is coming to tell you that the wall is shorter. Viyesh Aim Lemesaurus, and also we only have four psukim to play with. V'hacha b'darshin tchilas kamiflagi. But rather, machleis in Rabban Rabbi Shimon is whether we're doresh tchilas. Are we doresh the first pasuk? Up until now, we've been assuming, right, when we saw the words dal mehacha, we were assuming that we don't count the first pasuk. Mar savar darshin tchilas, and mar savar ain't darshin tchilas. One holds that we are doresh tchilas, and one says that we're not doresh tchilas. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop today's daf, das vav, right here. And we're going to pick up Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow for Dav Zayin, five lines from the bottom, Rav Masna Amar Tamid Rabbi Shimon Mehacha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Dav Vav in Masechet Sukkah.